It was day two of the impeachment interdict case in the Western Cape High Court on Thursday. Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane is taking Parliament and President Ramaphosa to court over the move to suspend her from office. Parliament and President's legal team laid out its arguments regarding the move to suspend Mkhwebane. The team argued that Parliament has power to appoint and remove, and Mkhwebane has an opportunity to clear her name in the impeachment process. Parliament wants the interdict dismissed with costs.
There's a lot of water to flow under the bridge in this constitutionally ordained, mandated, in other words, mandated in the sense of required process. So there are two big ifs there. If she's found guilty and if there's a resolution adverse to her by the requisite majority, then she may seek judicial review of that decision. That is an alternative remedy which she has. Subjecting herself to this process has a paradoxical benefit for her. She has been charged mainly, but not solely, mainly because several judges, quite a number actually, if one counts the plurality of the Constitutional Court in the CIEX matter, the Reserve Bank matter, have been very critical of her conduct of investigations or her reports in those investigations, the two of them in particular, or her conduct of the litigation, the review litigation about that. This process presents her with a unique opportunity to clear her name. She can clear the air and clear her name in the process. So there's a distinct benefit for her and obviously for the Office of Public Protector. As against that, we have the obvious and serious prejudice to the separation of powers and to the public interest in the timeous conclusion of this process that will ensue if the interim interdict she seeks is granted. That is profound. We are dealing with a very important process here, based on serious charges rooted mainly in strong judicial criticism of the incumbent. And that must weigh heavily with this court, as it did indeed with the Part A court on the previous occasion. As you know, my lords, my instructions therefore are to ask that this application be dismissed with costs, including the costs of one senior and one junior counsel.
They argued that Mkhwebane is trying to limit President's power to suspend.
This is an interdict that is directed against the President, and what it seeks to do is to stop in its tracks the exercise of a constitutional power given to the President. And the court will be well apprised of the legal principles that go with interdicting, never mind a statutory power, but a constitutional power given to an organ of state. And so if one has regard as a first principle of interdictory relief in circumstances such as these, my submissions to this court are really not that the President is immunized from any kind of judicial scrutiny on this, but that the threshold is a very high one. And it's one that the Public Protector has manifestly failed to meet on the evidence in the matter.
In March, Ramaphosa issued a letter to Mkhwebane requesting her to lay out reasons he should not suspend her. Mkhwebane's legal team argued that Ramaphosa can't be involved in a bid to suspend her as he is implicated. Parliament made arguments about Ramaphosa's alleged conflict of interest.
At the time at which the President issued the letter of the 17th of March, there was no impediment to him doing so. And there's no impediment to him doing so because there was no developments had occurred through the Section 194 committee. We know that the President ultimately appoints the Public Protector. We know that the President ultimately promulgates the ethics code against which people are held to account. And we know that the President has the power to suspend and the final removal pursuant to the 194 process. And the key question is there any basis on which to suggest that each of those functions operate in these hermetically sealed bubbles, and that any overlap between them actually results in conflict? Because if that were to be the departure point of this court, it would mean that this court would be fundamentally rearranging constitutional processes and objectives. That's the import of the public protector's argument.
For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.